Most of the Midwest is still facing another rain event coming up this weekend that will have a significant impact on farming activity for a little while longer. We do have snow on the ground still in portions of the region, although we're gradually melting it away. That the runoff from that snow cover and the rain event coming up for the weekend will likely combine and cause some significant runoff and make some fields a little bit muddier for a while. That means that late season farming activity will be delayed further for at least a little while. Next week's weather looks a far bit better for many areas across the Midwest, although the temperatures may still be a little bit cooler biased at times. The temperatures will not be as cold as they are now or will have been in the past week. We'll expect to see temperatures today still contrasting rather sharply across the region. A reinforcing shot of cold air present in the upper parts of the Midwest will likely see to it that the afternoon highs are only in the teens and 20s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and the temperatures in the rest of the region will be a bit better than that, with readings running primarily in the 20s and 30s in the lower Midwest. There will be a couple of temperatures over 40 degrees, but mostly just to the south of the production region. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see temperatures in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while 30s and 40s occur in the south, and the improving tendency will become much more notable as we go from Saturday into Sunday, when afternoon highs will get up into the 40s and 50s north and the 50s and 60s in southern areas. Of course, the weather conditions will be deteriorating, though, as we get into Saturday and Sunday, with that next low pressure system expected to move across the region, producing widespread precipitation, mostly in the form of rain. And that rain event will get started in the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern U.S. plains, perhaps as early as tonight and tomorrow. But the precipitation will be erratic and mostly light. When it does run through the majority of the Midwest, we will see rain wall to wall from parts of Iowa and Missouri to Ohio and portions of Kentucky and Michigan. All these areas will pick up on precipitation at one time or another. The amounts will vary quite a bit, though. Look for a lot of regions picking up between 6/10 of an inch and an inch and a quarter. There will be potentials for some greater amounts of precipitation. As cooler air returns to the northwestern parts of the region, as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week, snow is likely to evolve. This will impact portions of the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin. The greatest amount of accumulating snow will actually be on the Canada side of the upper parts of the Midwest, meaning specifically western sections of Ontario and southeastern corner of Manitoba. These areas could get several inches of snow accumulation, whereas our upper Midwest will probably only see maybe 1 to 3 inches. We'll keep a close eye on the disturbance. There will be a chance for a few snow flurries or snow showers moving across the Great Lakes region as we move through the first half of next week, but precipitation in the rest of the Midwest should be rather minimal, with only a couple of weak, fast-moving frontal systems producing a few spotty showers of both rain and snow as we go into the second half of next week, with a similar event possible late in the second weekend of the 2-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.